जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावनचारी यमुन तीरावनचारी यमुन तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे जय राधा रश्मि हरि राधा रश्मि हरि राधे Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Sita Ram, Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman, Sita Ram, Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Nityai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत डिवाइन गेट्स अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत डिवाइन गेट्स भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की आनंद गौड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से बोलो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की नवदीप धाम की मायापुर धाम की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All Gauri's assembled devotees, all Gauri's Sisi, Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Padre Semri, Kripadaya, Swami, Nivinam, Vachari Vadaya, Tuva Bhapadaya, Nivura, Vandaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Amen, Vaspe, Saraswati, Dengarvana, Pracharam, Vishishan, Vali, Parashvati. Hare Krishna. Today we shall be reciting from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Today's text under discussion is 59. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtagi. Text number 59. Na Yasya Chittam Behir Artha Vibramam Tamo Guhayam Cha Vishuddham Avishada Yada Bhakti Yoganugrahidam Anyasa Munir Vijaste ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶತ್ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿ ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶತ್ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶ ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತಮನ್ಯಸಾ ಮುನಿರ್ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇ ನನು ತತ್ರ ತೇ ಗತಿಂ
ಮಾತಾಜಿ
ನಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಬಹಿರರ್ಥ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ತಮೋ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಚ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಮಾವಿಶತ್
ಯದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಾನುಗ್ರಹೀತ ಮನ್ಯಸ ಮುನಿ ವಿಜಷ್ಟೇನನು ದತ್ರ ದೇಗತಿ ನ್ಯಾ ನೆವರ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಹೂಸ್ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅರ್ಥ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಭ್ರಮಂ ಬಿವಿಲ್ಡೆಡ್ ತಮಃ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಚ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಂ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಆವಿಷದ ಎಂಡೆಡ್ ಯಟ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅನುಗ್ರಹೀತಂ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫೇವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅನ್ಯಸ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿಲಿ ಮುನಿಹಿ ದ ಥಾಟ್ಫುಲ್ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟೇ ಸೀಸ್ ನನು ಹವವರ್ ತತ್ರ ದೇರ್ ತೇ ಯುವರ್ ಗದಿಂ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಹೂಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದ ಪ್ರೋಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಫೇವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಬಿವಿಲ್ಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ ವೆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ A devotee is able to understand very happily your name, fame, form, activities, etc. Kindly repeat the translation with me. The devotee whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service and who is favored by Bhakti Devi does not become bewildered by the external energy, which is just like a dark well, being completely cleansed of all material contamination. In this way, a devotee is able to understand very happily your name, fame, form, activities, etc. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25, Sadam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavandihi karnarasayana katha tajoshanada svavavargavatmani sradharyadi bhaktir anukramishyati. Simply by association of pure devotees, one can understand the transcendental name, fame, quality and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly said, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kaya, leva matra sadhu sange, sarva siddhi haya. Simply by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes wonderfully advanced in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha or association with the devotee means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and by acting for Krishna. Specifically, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra purifies one, and this chanting is therefore recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chedo Darpanam Arjanam. By chanting the names of Krishna, the mirror of the heart is cleansed and the devotee loses interest in everything external. When one is influenced by the external energy of the Lord, his heart is impure. When one's heart is not pure, he cannot see how things are related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Idam hi vishwam bhagavan nivetara. He whose heart is purified can see that the whole cosmic manifestation is but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he whose heart is contaminated see things differently. Therefore, by satsanga,
or association with the devotees, one becomes perfectly pure in heart. One who is pure in heart is never attracted by the external energy, which urges the individual soul to try to dominate material nature. The pure heart of a devotee is never disturbed when he executes devotional service in the form of hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. In all, there are 9 processes. One can follow the execution of devotional service. In any case, a pure-hearted devotee is never disturbed. The bhakti yoga process must be carried out by avoiding the 10 offenses one can commit while chanting the Maha Mantra and the 64 offenses one can commit while worshipping the deity. When a devotee strictly follows the rules and regulations, Bhakti Devi becomes very much satisfied with him, and at that time he is never disturbed by anything external. A devotee is also called a muni. The word muni means thoughtful. A devotee is as thoughtful as a non-devotee is speculative. The non-devotee's speculation is impure, but a devotee's thoughts are pure. Lord Krishna and Sukadeva Goswami are also called muni, and Vyasadeva is addressed as Mahamuni. A devotee is addressed as muni or thoughtful when they purely understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that when one's heart is purified by the association of a devotee and by avoidance of the offenses committed when chanting and worshipping the Lord, the transcendental name, form and activities of the Lord are revealed by the Lord. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्याज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः मूगं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये हरे कृष्ण. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a wonderful session chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is praying actually. He's instructing the Prajedas. The past several class we are hearing actually different glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a great Vaishnava. Vaishnavana Metta Shambhu. So he is glorifying actually the glorification from a realized soul who understood Krishna is wonderful, is touching actually. Last Wednesday, Srila Prabhupada was giving a class in Prabhupada Cottage. So he was taking actually the class where Arjuna is praying to Krishna. When Ashwatthama sent the Brahmastra, he felt actually the Brahmastra, it was very hot and their atmosphere was changed. Even though the Lord is sitting in front of Arjuna, he is his friend and a devotee, still he presented, Prabhupada says Arjuna followed the rules and regulations. He knew actually, a devotee knows actually how to please Krishna. So he knew, actually I have to please Krishna before presenting my, even though he knows everything. There is nothing wrong in praying to him, actually, in the situation. Showing our situation. He says Arjuna is following the proper process. That he did a prayer. Before we present anything in front of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada said, you should pray unto this lotus feet, glorifying. When Brahmaji, along with the Mother Earth and all, they go to tell about something, what is going on in the earth. Demonic people are more and she is suffering. They go first to the Kshirasagara on the other side of the shore and then they do beautiful prayers. Then the Lord appear and then he will ask, or before asking itself, he says, I know where you have come. So, here, Lord Shiva is praying actually. He is telling Prajetas, I am giving you the clue. I know you want to preach the Supreme Personality of God. This is the way how to do it. So in the past 2-3 classes, Lord Shiva is glorifying the Lord by glorifying his devotees. He is telling us, my dear Lord, if somebody wants to know your janma, karma, your name, fame, form and activities, really, maybe it is going on in front of us, but we cannot understand. It is very difficult. So many people are staying around Juhu, Radharasivihari's temple. How many people are coming and giving darshan to him? Very few. You can just go around and see it. Why? The Lord doesn't want to see them. Even if they want to come, they cannot come. They will just bypass. Even they will not do any salam. The ordinary people do it. It's from the Srila Prabhupada's time onwards. It is when Srila Prabhupada was here, that time also this around Juhu people, actually, they could not understand a pure devotee's presence. So only because of the mercy, he is telling actually the devotees can understand, my dear Lord. Nobody else. Kunti Devi is also praying to Supreme Lord when Krishna was in front of her. Just like this prayer, he says, you are just like a person who is doing acting in the drama. You dress up in such a way that only the devotees can understand you, others cannot understand. They feel actually somebody has come, actually he's dressed up, this is very, what is this? It's very nice. The light is very nice and mala is very nice, something. This made of marble. The floor is very nice. They appreciate that, but they cannot see, stand 5 minutes in front of the Ratharas Bihari and enjoy the beauty of the Ratharas Bihari looking from the lotus feet onwards. They cannot understand why we left the lotus feet of the Lord. Everybody can see, they're dressed up in such a way the lotus feet is available. So the devotees want to pray unto the lotus feet of the Lord. They want to surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So that is visible. So very few people can, only the devotees. So how one can come to that particular stage? Other day in the class I was discussing actually, or Lord Shiva was telling, what is actually the greatness of associating with the devotees? What is the importance of associating with the pure devotees of the Lord? And we discuss actually from Chaitanya Charitamritam and Srimad Bhagavatam itself at different verses where it is glorified. It is said that actually, yes, everything can be attained by the association of pure devotees of the Lord. Or else one should not be trying to please the Krishna without that process. Or somebody is trying to go back home, back to order directly by doing some other jnana or karma, yoga or something like that. It's not possible. It's ruled out, completely ruled out. So today, he is telling you the effect of associating with the devotees. What is the effect? As the other day, he was telling you the reaction. Eventually, we'll come to know what is happening to us actually. Why? Why I transformed? What made me to? I was a horrible person actually, you know, how I got changed myself. Who is the root cause? Who took me to ISKCON? Who gave me the first mala? Who gave me a book of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita? Translation done by Srila Prabhupada. So, that is the effect you will come to know. Here, Lord Shiva is telling, actually, how to become pure. He says he is completely cleansed by the process of devotional service favored by Bhakti Devi. Prabhupada is very nicely given a purport here. Sadhu Sangha or association with the devotees means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamudra and by acting for Krishna, Krishna Seva. Krishna Japa, Krishna Puja or Krishna Seva. So that devotional service, when we do, the process of devotional service is accepted by me Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya is devotional service. The Sadhu will explain, he will not tell anything to how we can get a lottery or how we can become a big person or famous or something like that, no. Real Sadhu will tell about actually how we can be saved actually from the material existence. Here actually, Srila Prabhupada has given a devotee and a non-devotee. Devotee, how he has become pure, what is his activities, how a non-devotee, what is happening to a non-devotee. So non-devotees cannot understand all these things. But the devotee, he can understand. He accepted the bhajana kriya and he started doing the devotional service. And the first thing when anybody comes to our temple, what we request? Please chant. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your suffering in this material world is because of your past sinful activities which you have done, and it is one by one is coming on you. This is a fact. So then, if it takes up seriously, Eshandu Andagadam Babam Jananam Punya Karmanam. Those who have finished by doing the pious activities, those who are coming inside, he will listen, he will stand and listen what this Prabhu is telling to me. Others they will say, no, 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 I'm made up of time nahi abhi, I'm ja rahe hain. Bus jana hai, bus pakadna hai, Prabhuji, hum jaye hain. Aage, next time they give up. Because Eshantu Antakadam Babam Jananam Punya Karmanam. Only that souls who are coming inside, they finish, attracted. They are asked to come here. Somebody is waiting for you. It's arranged. So then, they do the devotional service. And by seeing the devotional service, Tivreena Bhakti Yogena, yes, I want to chant perfectly. Because it is instructed by somebody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually when he was explaining the Atma Rama verse 61 different ways, to Sarvam Bhattacharya, while explaining, he is narrating a story, actually. Anybody can become a guru, anybody can become a pure devotee. It's not that reserved. Oh, I am not a pure devotee, I don't think in my janma, this janma I can become a pure devotee. That thought is ruled out in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva is telling actually perfectly. Somebody who is taking very seriously, listening properly and following it, they can also become a pure devotee. So, Mahaprabhu is telling a story to Sarvabhauma, just listen. What is the importance of associating with the pure devotees? He says, once Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha, chanting the holy name of Narayana. Then he had a very nice darshan, he was very happy. Then he came down to the material world, he was going towards Prayag. He thought, today let me go and take a dip in Triveni. So that shows actually even the pure devotees has to go. It is required. It's not ruled out. It's not required for us. He went to take a bath. So while going actually, he went through the pure devotees, the great personalities, they don't take the open path where there will be a lot of disturbance and everything. They will go through the forest. If you see, the Sugadeva Goswami was also going inside the forest. He left the home. He went to the forest, he was walking through the forest. So there is a purpose behind it. Suppose we expose ourselves to the public so much, we get actually contaminated. Actually, our thoughts and everything will be, that's what Prabhupada said, is Maya. It will be affected by Maya. because there is no blessing by the Bhakti Devi. So Narada Muni was going through the forest, then suddenly he saw actually a deer pierced by an arrow, half killed, and actually is trying to leave the body, it's struggling like anything, pain. So he was looking at it, actually he got a pain. He said, all right. He was walking further. Then he saw a boar, same way, pierced by an arrow, and he's actually struggling hard to leave the body. He's not killed, half killed, struggling, pain. Then he thought, what is this I'm seeing actually today? And further, again he went, he saw a rabbit, same way, arrow is pierced and is trying to leave the body. So much pain. Then he said, there must be somebody behind this. Somebody is doing this. Let me see. So he was looking outside actually the forest. He saw a hunter, a black person with a red eye, with an arrow and bow in his hand. He was just standing actually. He was looking at it. So he was keep on doing it. He was killing one by one, half killing one by animal. Then actually he thought actually, let me see what this man is doing actually. He doesn't know what he's doing. So he, Vaishnavanam, you know, the Vaishnavas are very, very merciful, actually. Merciful to anyone. Then he went out of his way, he went towards the hunter. So hunter was actually looking at him. And as soon as he reached near to the hunter, there are so many other animals were there around him. He wanted to kill them. And then, as soon as they saw Narada Muni, they all fled away. They vanished from there. So this hunter got very much annoyed. He said, what is this actually? This was my job and what this Rishi is doing? Then he wanted to abuse him. But when he saw Narada Muni near, he changed his mind. Then he asked him actually, Mahamuni, why you change your path? Your way is there. Why you have come on my way? And simply, actually, I wanted to kill these animals and they were fled away. What do you want from me, actually? So he said, okay, before I answer what I want, I have a doubt. I came with a doubt. I want to clear a doubt from you, actually. He said, okay, I know that you may be requiring some deer skin or some dried skin for wearing or something like that. I have plenty, you take it. Or you want an animal itself, you want to take it, you take it with him. There is no problem. So Narada Muni said, Narayan. I don't want such things actually. I have the doubt actually, are you the person who put this arrow on the animals which I am seeing? And they are struggling to leave their body? He said, yes. They are half killed. My doubt is, why are you doing this? Why are you enjoying this? You should have killed them completely. You should have relieved them from the pain. You know how much pain they are having. So he said, Narada, actually, this is taught by my father. So this is my job. What is wrong? Can you tell me what is wrong in doing that? He said, your job is killing the animal that has got some sin. That is very light sin. No problem. But when you are giving half killed, they are having so much of pain. So much of pain. That all the sin will come. That I cannot explain you what are the sin which is going to come to you. You will struggle. So what will happen? He said, how many animals you killed, that many number of lives you have to come in different species, and the same animal which you kill, they will kill you with arrow. Not one janma, bahukodi janma you have to come, because you killed so much. So when he explained this to the person, hunter, he felt something in his heart, association with the devotee. Devotee is telling something, they will listen. Sometimes some people say, Prabhuji, aap dera bolji, sayado sunega. Sometimes the devotees are telling, my wife is not chanting. Prabhuji, can you please tell her to chant? Maybe when you tell, she may listen to you. Then sometimes it works actually, yes. We cannot preach to our own family members. Somebody else has to come and preach to them, then they will listen. So then, he asked actually, oh, is it like that, Narada? He said, yes. This is what is exactly what is going to happen to you. So what should I do now? I killed so many animals this way. Please tell me, how can I save myself from this sin which I have done so far? He said, really you want to know? Yes. Yes, sir. I want to know. Please. So he said, okay, I will tell you. First thing, what do? You break your bow and arrow, which is in your hand. Break it into small pieces and throw it and come back. He says, how is it possible? This is my khana. This is my food. If I stop doing that, how can I eat? Who will give me food? He said, don't worry, I will arrange everything for you. Listen to me. If you want to listen to me, listen. With the great assistant, he got faith in him and he broke it. He said, yes, okay, now you tell me. He said, now you go home and whatever wealth you earned so far, you distributed the pure brahmanas. You and your wife distributed the pure brahmanas. Take a pair of cloth and come out of the house. Go to near the river, Ganga, and make a small kutir and put a Tulasi Devi there in a raised platform. Then do Tulasi Puja every day. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra continuously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You don't worry. Exactly what I said, you do it. You will be fed. I will send food for you. Really? Yes, really. You go. You don't worry. So he followed the same process. He went home and told his wife, told everyone that I stopped these activities. Once for all, I am going to sit here. So the news spread actually to the villages everywhere. And everybody thought, okay, great hunter has become a Vaishnava, become a great devotee because of association of the Narada Muni. So they all went to see him. So in olden time, when anybody is going to see a sadhu, not olden time, now also that is like the process. A sadhu comes or a sadhu we meet, we should not go empty-handed. We should go with something, some prasad, something should be given. So all the village people, they started carrying some type of food and some grains and so many. Anybody who, his kutir is filled with all the materials. And he was continuing actually, whatever Narada Muni said, he was just following it. Became a pure devotee. After some time, the Narada Muni called Parvata Muni, and he said, you want to see something today? He said, yes. You know, there was a hunter. Now let us see what he is doing. I've given him some instruction. So both of them, they were coming, and the hunter saw him from far away distance. And then he saw these two great personalities are coming. He rushed from the kutir and he wanted to go. So then Parvata Muni saw this man is not walking properly. And he's hither and there he's walking. And he came in front of them and he wanted to dandavat pranam. That also he was selecting a place actually, doing like this and doing it. So then Narada Muni told actually Parvata Muni, see, there were some ants. The hunter who was half killing the different creatures, today he is worried about killing an ant. He doesn't want to kill an ant, so he is making his way and prostrating in front of him. So then he took both of them to the kutir and he washed their feet and he drank the water. He got all realization. Pure devotees, all realization he's got it. He drank the water. He went and worshipped them. Samsara Dava. Very nicely do Guru Puja. And he asked actually, how are you? He says, whatever you said, I'm following it. I'm very, very happy. Whatever, are you getting enough food every day? I'm sending. He says, I got one request. Please don't tell excess food. I'm finding it difficult to distribute it. You send only for two people what you want to say. Because he has come to that satisfaction, content. Whatever the two, a sannyasi or a devotee is not supposed to keep anything in the fridge for tomorrow. They depend upon Krishna. So whatever they get it, they eat, and what they left, what prasadam should be done, should be distributed. Don't hoard it anything. Prasadam should not be hoarded. This I will keep it for tomorrow, day after tomorrow I'll eat for 10 days, I like it. Should be distributed. So he says, I don't want anything more, I just give me this. So Parvata Muni told Narada Muni, actually you are a touchstone really. So you can change anyone. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sarvam Bhattacharya, this is actually the effect of associating with the pure devotee of the Lord. So the pure devotees actually they become realized and they get the blessing from Bhakti Devi. Get blessing from Bhakti Devi means, what is the effect of getting Bhakti Devi's blessing? Maya will not attack them. Really the Bhakti Devi is there. He is doing Tivirena Bhakti Yogena. He is realized. His heart has become cleaned. External things, what is happening, he will not bother about it. It will not affect them. See, these are the clue points. Sometimes we are actually worrying. Why there is no change in me? Why there is no effect of chanting holy name? I am doing so many years. Still, I am in Maya. Maya is attacking me. So this is a process. Clearly, somebody is... See, even the hunter followed strictly the instruction. He left everything. So we are not come to the pure devotional service. Bhagavan is also telling Uddhava about the pure devotional service in 11th Kanto Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to leave one by one. We have to leave one. Once we have come to the bhakti process, bhakti yoga, whatever we like, actually, what is the bondage, binding us? Sometimes we say, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yukta vairagya. I should use everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. That is all right. But you have to practice actually the renunciation. Once we renounce that, we should not look back to it. This is actually possible only for the devotees. Once we become devotees, otherwise it is not possible. We cannot control our tongue. We cannot control our belly. We cannot control our senses. It is not possible. Still it is attacking us, means Maya is attacking us. It is because our heart is not pure and we are not able to execute. Here it is mentioned, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, we should avoid actually two things. It is said, 10 offenses should be avoided strictly. How many of us actually we are trying, listing out the 10 offenses and tick marking actually, okay, how many offenses I am doing, how many I could cross actually? Or how can I avoid it? Where is the query? Just Parishit is asking so many things to Sukadeva Goswami. We don't have any query actually. How can I overcome this particular offense which I am doing every day? Then, the deity worship, there are 64 offenses are there. We must know who are doing this or worshipping the Lord. We must know this, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion is mentioned. What are the offenses? So how many we are tick marking, how many are doing it? By knowingly also sometime we do it. Correct? I was in Vrindavan Dham one day, I met one devotee after Singara Darshan. So he's come from outside. So he was asking me something, I was replying to him. Where you are living and what is your problem, something like that. In front of the deity. Just here on the backside. So it went on maybe a 2-3 minutes time. Some devotee came from backside, one Mataji came from that side. She was looking at me and she was telling, this is too much. So I couldn't understand, this is too much, stop it. So, then I understood actually, yes, it's my mistake. Talking in front of the deity, even if you want, he says, yes, it is the correct thing, actually I accepted it. Even if you want to talk something, go outside, you know, go far away place and then talk. Because in front of the deity, just before starting class, I was talking one pujari. He was telling that the deity's installation, something I was asking a question, he said, this deity here, which is installed by the deity, it is not deity. They evoke the Lord permanently. 24 hours in a day, the Lord is there. Whether we are doing aarti or bhog or chanting, whatever it may be, he is always there. So when he is always there, whether we will do that offense, taking, you know, talking by showing our back or talking in front of the Lord, Why? Because we don't feel the presence of the Lord. If we know that Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting here and Srila Prabhupada is sitting there, I'll follow all rules and regulations. So that realization has to come. That realization will come only to the pure devotees of the Lord. My Lord, Bhagavan is there. I should not be telling. And similarly, sometimes you should not be shouting in front of the deity. Sometimes we get annoyed and somebody says, oh, what is going on? Or criticizing somebody. These are all offenses actually. So here, Bhagavatam says, Prabhupada says, your effect is not coming to you. You are not becoming a pure devotee. Within no second you can become a pure devotee. Just following all rules and regulations. What is actually the benefit of following rules and regulations? Kon dekhte hai mujhko? Who is saying, why should I bother about all these things? I become a senior devotee, so I should not be worrying about all these things. He says, the Bhakti Devi's blessing is required. She has to come near to us. When I chant, when I glorify the Lord, when I do the devotional service, Nayanam Galadasrudharaya, Vadanam Gagadarudhaya Gira, Pulagai Nichidam Vapukada, Tavanam Agrahane Bhavishyati. This is not happening. Why? Because I don't feel that the presence of the Lord. Bhagavan is looking at me and He is listening to me. I am talking to Him. This feeling, when it comes in our heart, then it will come. Right? He is listening to me. The deity is such that in any temple you go, you will feel, everybody will feel that Krishna is looking at me. Is it not? You also feel, I also, wherever I stand, he is looking at me. He is looking at me, he is listening to me. He is listening what I am doing. That is why we say that when we see, look at the Lord, we should glorify Him. Always by reciting some very beautiful verses. If you don't know anything, simply chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the melodious way and just glorify. Sankirtana. So then, Prabhupada says actually, one can, the transcendental name form activities of the Lord revealed by the Lord. Why I am not able to see all the things? The form of the Lord, why I cannot remember the form of the Lord? Why I cannot remember Datha Rasabihari 24 hours in a day? Why I cannot remember the lotus feet of the Lord 24 hours in a day? When chant the holy name of the Lord, I should remember the lotus feet of the Lord. It will be revealed by the Lord. In the nectar devotion also it is mentioned. What is the effect by chanting? When the devotee chant purely, one by one the Lord will reveal to us. His form will be revealed. And His activities will be revealed. We will see Janma Karma Chame Divyam, the transcendence in that activities of the Lord, it is not very... See how wonderful Bhagavan is doing actually. Every day you can reciprocate with the Lord. Every day you will see some pastimes. Looking at the Lord. Sometimes the flower is falling down or He is answering to your prayers. Someday you pray and go. Say that today the Lord has answered my prayers. I wanted it without doing anything, it happened. That is really your experience actually, yes. The Lord is answering to your prayers actually. So this is possible by... One who is pure in heart is never attracted to external energy. Our why these things are not coming to us? Because we are attracted to the external energy, Maya. Our eyes, even we were chanting holy name, closing our eyes, but somebody is walking in front of us, we'll open our eyes and who has gone there. And something related with that person, you will start thinking about it. Correct or not? It is, you don't want to think about it, but that story will come. Related, linked, something will come. It will end up with some bad thing. Not good thing also. Good thing is okay. If it's glorifying, it's okay. But it will end up in something which he has done something wrong or something. It is because of the Maya. Maya Devi is actually attacking. Maya Devi went to attack Namacharya Haridas Thakur initially, correct? She could not act because of the Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, the pure chanting where Namacharya Haridas Thakur was doing. This is a 5 minutes actually. I just want to share with you the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same thing Mahaprabhu is telling actually. We should have a separate class on this one. The last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is advising us. Mahaprabhu's favorite persons. Two persons were very favorite to Mahaprabhu, always with him. That is Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar. So one day, every day in the night, we three were sitting together. They were reciting different slogans from the different scriptures, and they used to discuss and enjoy. Mahaprabhu also used to. I like that only, he recited his own verses also. So the last chapter is called, actually, Shishtashtaka prayers. So there one day, he called Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Raya. They were sitting together, and just like a father, how he is telling the children, very good advice, my dear son. See, I want to give you something very good today. You don't worry about anything else. I want you to become very gentleman. Please take it from me. What is good for you? Same with that affection and love, even though Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Raya was there, I feel that he was calling all of us together, patting on our back, and he was telling actually, Harshe Prabhu Kahena Suna, Suna Swarup Ramaraya, Nama Sangeetana Kalo Parama Upaya. Oh, great, with great jubilation, with lot of feelings, Mahaprabhu was telling. See, look, I told you so many things. Krishnastha Gauraja Goswami has written 9 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, instructions of Mahaprabhu and Dhyananda Prabhu, different devotees' activities. At the last, after hearing everything he's telling, he's writing this one, with great jubilation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Raya, know from me that chanting the holy names is the most visible means of salvation in the age of Kali. That is the last instruction he's giving. What else is required by touching, patting himself? This is chanting the holy name is the most visible means, workable means, practical means. So please propagate this. This is only one advice, you take it. Further, he is telling actually, Sankirtana Yajne Kalau Krishna Radhana Seda Sumedha Paya Krishnera Charana. In the age of Kali, the process of worshipping Krishna is to perform sacrifice by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who does so is certainly very intelligent, Sumedha. And he attains shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Same thing he is telling actually, systematically Lord Shiva is telling. So, sacrifice you can, what sacrifice you can do in the age of Kali Yuga is Tamasankirtana. One who does, he is certainly very intelligent, only intelligent people will take it up that. And intelligent people still go for that, he stand to go to this place, that place, let me pray to this God, that God and everything. Here, the Supreme Lord himself is telling, this is only one way. Only intelligent people will, Swarupa, Ramananda Raya, Sumedha, intelligent people will take this and they get the shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Those who are doing the Namasankirtana, the chanting holy name of the Lord, sincerely, they will get the lotus feet of Krishna. What else you want, actually? Do we want anything else? Anything else is our goal? That is the goal, correct? Go back home, back to Godhead and serve the Lord. Radha Krishna Prema. And then Mahaprabhu himself is telling actually the quotation from Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam. He is telling the same thing to Swarup Damodara. Somebody will come, they will take, although he is in complex, he is black, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by associates. About himself he is telling. Then he says, Nama Sankirtana Haide Sarvartha Sarva Anarthanasha Sarva Subodaya Krishna Premera Ullasa. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. We want to go out of Maya, correct? We say holy name, chanting holy name of the Lord, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. Krishna Prema, wow, Mahaprabhu has given Krishna Prema by making the people to chant holy name of the Lord. This is what actually Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanyamadam is emphasizing us actually in the age of Kali Yuga. We should chant. chant, chant, chant. Avoid offenses, 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 offenses.